Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to another episode of Divine Power Self-Leadership on this wonderful special day that our dear Lord has made for us, January 25th, 2024. I am Anna Schuback, and I have a creative idea for those who want a creative idea for 2024. Remember that in 2024, it is a year for creativity. It's not so much, it's a year for creativity because the earnings will be slow. The earnings will be slow, so there has to be some creative ideas flowing, right? We need to keep creating. We have to create ideas. We have to create things for our lives to keep productive and keep the progress of production going in our life to create a living for our lives. So let me repeat that again. 2024 is a year of creativity because the earnings will be slow. So we have to come and be creative. We have to be more creative to keep the productive to keep the productivity going to create an income for our lives. We have to do something to keep the production going to create an income for our lives. So therefore, we must be creative. But remember, your health is always a factor. Health is always a factor. And so I present this to you. Those who listen here to Divine Power Self-Leadership. Start your day with a blood pressure reading. Start your day with a blood pressure reading. Remember that your mind is everything. Your mind is everything. So if we have to be creative, you know, you have to use your mind, right? You have to use your mind in a way to be creative, to keep some kind of productivity going, to create something for your life, to make money. So remember, it's always somewhat, it has to do with your health. It has to really start with your health. A clear mind, you know, we have to have clear minds, clear thinking. And we have to feel good, right? You can't create something not in feeling bad. You can't be creative feeling sick, right? You cannot be totally in the right mindset to be really creative for your successes when you're feeling sick. So this year there's a preference, and it's a preference. It's a preference what you do. If you it's a preference if you. If you do this, this is not, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not, and people probably aren't going to take what I'm saying for their life, but I pray really that you do, because your health is everything. Your blood pressure is everything. And so it becomes a priority. It should become a priority this year to keep an eye on your health and to be more wise in what you do, what you put in your mouth, what you're doing. So it really is going to pay this year as you're being creative, being a creator this year for your life, for your prosperity, to be first mindful of your health. It becomes a priority. It becomes a precedence. So I'm going to say it's a precedence. It really should be a precedence. It should be a precedence. So make this a precedence. Make your health a precedence this year. Make your health number one as you are being mindful of your health. As you're being mindful of your health, you're going to realize that you're going to become more clear-minded, and you're going to feel happy. You're going to feel happier, so that you'll have the creative ideas flowing. So the name of this episode is start every day with a blood pressure reading. Now that might sound absurd to some, but I know that you can buy blood pressure cuffs. I know they're on the market. You can buy blood pressure cuffs. I know if you're in other countries than America, I know I have a friend in Africa. I have a friend in Africa that has high blood pressure, and I was counseling him on his high blood pressure, and he had access to a clinic. They must have like free clinic. Well, you know, everybody's got free clinics, right? We have free clinics here in America. I was surprised that Africa's got a clinic that they go to. It's like they call it a clinical hospital or something like that. So he would go there and get a blood pressure reading every other day. So I know there's access to blood pressure readings. I know there's access to blood pressure machines, and I know there's access to how there's ways to get your blood pressure done wherever you are in the world. So I say to start your day with a blood pressure reading because it will set your mind. It will set you, you know, when you see that number, that will be in your mind, and then it's going to set a precedence. Then that number, right? That number is going to set a precedence how you're going to live your life. I repeat, your mind is everything. When you take a blood pressure reading at the beginning of your day, that number will be burnt into your mind. You'll see that number in your mind, right? That number will be with you. That number will be stay with you. And in that number, whether what the number is will set the precedence for your day. Whether you're going to slow down, take more rest, you're not going to be too active, or maybe you need to do something in the right direction for yourself. And it's always in the right direction for yourself. So the number should always relate in your mind as doing something good for yourself. So the bottom line is when you see that blood pressure reading, it will always make you, it should be a precedence that's going to allow you to go move in the right direction, no matter what it is that you have to do. Maybe again, slow down, maybe get sleep. Some of you maybe aren't sleeping. Maybe some of you just need to get rest. But whatever it is, I found out that when you take a blood pressure reading in the beginning of your day, it's in your mind to what you shall do, what you will put in your mouth, what you won't put in your mouth, how much rest will you get. And it'll set the precedence to how creative you can be. And that's a good thing. That's the most important thing this year as you're creating, to slow down, to pace yourself, right? Pace yourself slow. Be slow and easy about it. Be slow and easy about it. Don't quickness is not always the factor now. Being fast, being quick is not the way to success anymore. The way to success is slow and easy. Slow and easy. And then when we see that blood pressure reading in our minds, when we take our blood pressure, no matter what time of day you take it, if you have access to take it in the morning when you get up, that's more than more I say it's more best. It's best because that you're going to go through the day with that number in your head. And that number is, remember, that number is everything. It will pace you. It will pace you, and it will allow you to make the right choices for your life. This year has to be about your life, your health. And through your health, through how healthy you can make yourself this year, will be how you can better pace yourself to be more creative, to be sharp, creating different ideas to help you create success for your life. Remember that your mind is everything. Your mind is everything. And if your mind is not sharp on something healthy, then the rest of your body can be sick. Remember, if your mind is being attacked, your whole body can shut down and be paralyzed. We're done with them kind of days. We're done with our bodies being shut down and paralyzed. We no longer don't have to be paralyzed, but we can have clarity in our mind that our body can go at a pace. And what do I want to say? What better a way to set the pace for your life is a blood pressure reading. That number, your blood pressure reading, will set the right pace for your life, for you to be more creative for your life, for your life successes. And if this sounds strange to somebody, my guides are telling me this is going to sound way out of whack for somebody. Most people need to hear what I'm saying. Most people are not in good health and not in good mind. You're not putting the correct things into your mouth for your body, and you're not taking enough sleep, enough rest. A lot of people's health are in jeopardy this year. A lot of people's health are in jeopardy this year. You must slow down and look at your life first, your health of your life. This is the first precedence. This is a first order of business for your life for the year 2024. You must slow down, look at your life. Look at, and again, what better way to look at your life is through your blood pressure reading. Through that blood pressure reading, it can set the tone for a better, healthy you, right? It can set the tone for you becoming more healthier, so your mind can be more clear and more sharper, and you can feel at your best to be the best creator for your life this year. Think about your health this year. It's very important. It's a precedence this year. Health is a precedence this year. Look at your health through your blood pressure reading. Let your blood pressure reading set the pace for your life for 2024 to become a better creator, a better trendsetter for your own life. Be a trendsetter for your own life to put you on a better path to create an income for your life. Until next time, I always say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.